Number 46, Market Square.
Though many of the houses today look quite different than in former times, the physical structure of the Hallstatt Market Square has survived in essence as it was, even before the fire of 1750. When the architect Fritz Idam stands in the square and explains this, his gaze is turned in the direction of the mountain.
The right side follows in its course the meanderings of the Mühlbach. This is the oldest structure, as can be proved from very old pictorial scenes.
On the right side of the square, that mentioned, there are only private houses. At the location where today the Café Derbel stands, a disastrous fire broke out in 1750. The entire centre of the town was destroyed by it. Hallstatt was built anew on the rubble of the ruins of the fire. The director of the World Heritage Museum Hallstatt, Rudolf Gamsjäger, casts a glance into the cellar of one of the houses here on the market square.
If you look into the cellar, there's a very long staircase descending, which is not usual for this town, but that's the level before 1750. The houses were rebuilt, in effect, from the first story.
The houses to the left side, as viewed from the lake, are all the property of the Hallstatt local authority. These are all apartments used for social services. The spectrum runs from accommodation for the elderly and disabled to cheap flats for young families.
The Hallstatt Market Square was one of the reasons why Hallstatt was named a World Heritage Site. We've been on the World Cultural Heritage List since 1997. The natural landscape, the history of salt and the market square all contributed.
Before 1750, the lower marketplace, where we are standing, and the upper marketplace, from which it is separated today, would have formed a structural unity. The column to the Holy Trinity in the centre of the square was donated in the mid-18th century in gratitude for deliverance from the plague by a Hallstatt married couple who were salt finishers.